Well, I thank you for joining us again for another edition of the Four Corner Spotlight. On Monday, we talked about school shootings in Florida and also how it tied into us here in San Juan County also. Continuing on with our discussion today is Dr. Ariel Leese. She's education degree specializing in mental health and at-risk populations. And also Police Chief Mike Heal is with us from Aztec, and Dr. Kirk Carpenter, Superintendent of Schools in Aztec. So thank you all for coming back and joining us here for this next segment of our discussion. And I think it's an important one to have in our community. So let's talk a little bit, Chief. Is there things that you're thinking that, of course, is going to have to be all government stuff to do, but is there more stringent background checks that we can try to stop some of these situations from happening?
Well, there's a couple of things that I have seen that maybe we could do at the legislative level to give law enforcement more teeth in trying to deal with some of these issues. One of them is that we get a number of complaints or things that come into us saying that we're going to have a shooter in the school. And I think Dr. Carpenter can attest to this. And there needs to be able for us to have a way to have a handle to get in and talk to these kids. And it needs to be a felony, I think, if they make a threat on social media or anywhere else that they're going to go in and do a school shooting. We need to be able to have that kind of power. I was also seeing that there are some states that have a red flag warning where they can get a gun violence restraining order if family members, guardians, or police, they can go to the judge and say, you know, we are seeing issues with this person, and we would like to get a gun violence restraining order where the judge can issue that warrant if he sees there's enough there, be able to take the gun rights away from that person for a time period until they get some mental health from a mental health expert. And those kind of things, mm-hmm. I think, are going to help us, give us a way to take guns and of somebody who is making threats or acting in a way that we think would be harmful to any citizen. And I think some of these kind of things maybe we can look at as ways to help stop some of the violence that we've got going on.
Kirk Carpenter, Superintendent of Schools over there in Aztec. and this is something that people are starting to talk more about, and that's the fact that maybe we need to have concealed carry permits for trained teachers.
I'll tell you, I have a real mixed emotions about it. I think that, first of all, you've got to decide who you're giving those to. And second, to me, when you have that, I would hate to ever see us get into a gun battle on a campus. You know, there's a lot we hear about, even in the military, of guys being killed with friendly fire. And, you know, if we have police, they're trained. Teachers with weapons, could it be a deterrent? There's no argument, and that's why I say I have mixed emotions. Yeah. I think if people knew our teachers were armed, could that keep something from happening? Possibly. Yeah. I think there may be other deterrents, but even when we have teachers with weapons, if police are responding and we have teachers with weapons, police don't know.
It gets a little confusing, probably. Right. Chief, what do you think about that?
Well, and I'm exactly the same. One of my responding officers went around a corner, and there was another law enforcement officer from another agency, didn't know he was there, and it comes in where you almost get shot. So if I'm at the school and a teacher comes out, when I'm responding, the call is there's shots being fired. I don't know who's shooting the shots. Is it this person or is this person? Until we get there and do that, if a teacher come out and had a gun, it could be deadly, and it would be absolutely horrific, I think, to be able to go through something like that and then to have someone killed that didn't need to be killed. So I understand some of the issues, but it's a very difficult one, and to do it would be hard, I think.